Just as an aside, Father Joseph and Tricia had a pick of many parishes in this diocese that they could come to learn from. And I want you to be very proud of the fact that they have chosen St. Thomas Becket as the place to come, which says a lot about our parish community, our ministries, and all of you. So I just want you to keep that in mind. If you take nothing away from today, take that with you. Also, I want you to know that Brother Joseph is 35 years old, just ordained 5 years. I'm 35 years older than he is. And so when we met, and I was told he does 20 masses a week, and somebody kind of ribbed me about the fact I couldn't do three on a weekend, he said to me, "Oh, but Father Tim, even though we are different ages and you are older, you are so strong. You are so strong," he said to me. So thank you for that compliment, Father Joseph. Thank you. For those of you of a certain age, you know who Carol Burnett is. For others, they may not know who she is. She is a comedian, a TV personality who had her own show, and was big on Broadway in New York. She writes a story of her memoirs called One More Time. And in it, she introduces us to Mr. and Mrs. C. When Carol was a student in drama at UCLA, she and a number of her classmates were invited to entertain at an elegant dinner party the faculty and guests. After they were finished, she was standing over by the table where the food was, trying to stuff as much of the food in her purse as she could before she left. And Mr. and Mrs. C came up to her and were complimenting her on their singing and their performance and how taken they were by it. And they said to her, "What are your future plans?" And without hesitating, she said, "I want to go and be in theater in New York." And Mr. and Mrs. C said, "Well, what's preventing you from doing that?" And she said, "Money." And so Mr. C says, "Well, how much would you need? How much would it take?" And thinking nothing of it, thinking she just would pick a number out of the sky, she said, $1,000. And Mr. C said, "It's yours." He handed her his card and said, "I want you to call me tomorrow, and we'll work out, and we'll make sure that you get that." And so Carol took that, went home, and thought probably nothing would ever come of it. But 2 days later, on a whim, she said, "Well, I'll call and see if he'll answer or if he'll even follow through." And he did. And he said, "You know what? Let's meet at my office. Let's get together." And so she did. And when she went over, he said, "Here is $1,000. It's a loan. But it's a loan under three conditions. One, that you pay me back in 5 years. Two, you never tell anyone who it is that has given you this money. And that you promise that you will help someone in the future to realize their dreams." Carol became, as I mentioned, a star in Broadway, in the theater, had her own TV show, was a comedian. In 5 years to the day, she paid the $1,000 back to Mr. and Mrs. C. She also never revealed the name of the couple who gave her that money. And regarding helping someone else out, she was asked the question, "Well, who did you help out?" And she simply said, "That'll be my secret." Jesus in the gospel said today, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will surely not lose their reward." A cup of water. $1,000 to a struggling actress, drama, theater person was a cup of water. You and I in our life every day have opportunities to give someone else a cup of water. A cup of water can be the time that we give to another person who needs us to listen, to be present to us. A cup of water can be the way that you volunteer for that single parent to babysit their children without any money being given. A cup of water can be that meal that you take to the family who has just experienced a death or maybe who is returning from the hospital. The cup of water can be the way that you sit with the person who's going through their chemotherapy. The cup of water can be those of you who have stepped forward to be catechists and share that cup of water in your faith, in your time. The cup of water can be the voice that you speak for that which are the injustices in the world. The cup of water that we give in the name of Jesus reminds others of his presence. Because I believe that when Moses spoke in the first reading, and he said, everyone is a prophet, and everyone has a spirit of God given to them. It's not the Holy Spirit of confirmation. It is the Spirit of God that helps us to know when and how it is we are to give a cup of water to another. It's not like Joshua and the disciples who said, well, only certain people should be doing this, and only certain people should get this spirit, and only certain people are going to be prophets. And both Moses and Jesus remind us, no, it's everyone, it's you, and it's me. And that's why I believe that what Jesus is saying, don't hold back the cup. Don't hold back the cup of water because you think someone doesn't deserve it or doesn't need it. Don't hold it back because maybe they believe differently than you and I do, or maybe they don't believe at all, or maybe they belong to a different denomination, or maybe they're the people who live in the tents in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or maybe the people live in the fine houses. Or don't hold it back because they're not at the right school, or they don't listen to the right music, or they don't live in the right neighborhood. Don't hold it back because their lifestyle is different than ours. Jesus said, everyone needs the cup of water. Do it my name. Be that for them. Be their presence. That's what Jesus is saying is the circle that he's part of. Everyone is part of that circle. And you and I stand each day in the place that we are with the opportunity to share that cup of water. And so what will that cup of water be this week? Who will be the person that needs to receive that? And second of all, let's be open to also the fact that the Spirit of God does live within us, each and every one of us. And there's no distinction on who it is or what we have been. That Spirit is with each of us. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.